T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've called my shot at the tight end position a number of times. I had Tegan Quatoriano as the number 3 player in Oregon when he was not rated ahead of 4 four-star prospects. I love Jaden Fortier in this class. He's now suddenly a Pac-12 kid with multiple offers. My number 1 player in Oregon in the class of 2025 joins the show now. It's Baron Naoni from West Lynn High School. Baron, thank you for joining the show, man.
Thank you for having me on.
6'4", 230 pounds. You do it all for West Lynn. What are you being recruited for primarily at the college level?
I'm primarily being recruited as a tight end, but I'm open to playing defense too. I started both ways last year in the fall, but I was mostly playing defense, but I'm primarily being seen as a tight end.
We got to talk about this West Lynn program because Jordan Johnson, who knows this area really well, has predicted you guys could win 3 of the next 4 of the next 5 state championships. I'm not willing to go that far quite yet, but it is a very special group. How good were you guys in youth sports growing up? Did you guys lose? Did you ever lose?
It was very rare for us to lose. You know, we just have so much talent coming through my class. It's just everyone's growing. Everyone's getting better, so.
When you have a group like that, how much does it help that you aren't on an island? You're not the only great prospect where you dominate, that you, no matter where you line up, are lining up against another guy who's going to challenge you day in, day out. How much has that helped your development and you think the development maybe of this entire program?
I think it's great. All of us, every practice, you know, we go hard. We get better and better. We get each other better. You know, we get in each other's heads during practice. It's just a game of football. And, yeah.
Your recruitment's really picked up here recently. Obviously, as a 2025, you don't expect to have a ton of offers super early, but it is picking up now in a big, big way. Offers from Arizona State and Oregon State, and now this week, Arizona. I imagine you're hearing from most of the Pac-12. What does it mean to you to have multiple Pac-12 offers in hand before, I believe, the start of your junior season?
It means a lot. I'm thankful for my coaches. You know, I can't really say much. I'm just very thankful for helping me with all my recruiting.
Arizona was this most recent offer. You picked it up this week along with Jaden Fortier, the Tualatin tight end. Coach Pow Pow came through and offered a pair of Oregon boys at the tight end position. How did you find out about that offer? Kind of give us the play-by-play, and what did that mean to you?
It meant a lot. I was supposed to go down to Arizona a couple months ago, talk to him, but I couldn't make it down there. So I'm glad he showed up to the school and we talked. And then Houston Lillard actually gave me his number for me to give him the FaceTime call. And then that's when it happened.
We're talking to Baron Naoni, class of 2025, 3-star athlete tight end, 6'4", 230 pounds. Again, I have him as the number 1 player in the state of Oregon so far for 2025. This weekend, you've got a big visit coming up. What's your relationship like with the program and where are you headed?
I was just there like last month. I love everything there. I love the community. I love all the coaches. They're all super nice. They seem like pretty hardworking people. I can't wait to get down there.
And where is that?
Oregon, University of Oregon.
Who's the coach that you've, I know it's kind of tough in this part when you're this young to talk to the coaches regularly, obviously because of the NCAA rules, but is there a coach you've kind of gotten to know a little bit, whether it's been on an on-campus visit or just because you know him as a familiar face around West Lynn, any coach of the Oregon staff that stands out early?
His name is Drew Mayringer. He's the tight end coach there. I've been calling him. I've been talking to him. So, yeah.
Oregon State's another program that in the area that's really interested in you. They've offered you a scholarship. I know you've had a chance to visit. How was that visit? And who's the coach that you've been able to connect with there the most?
Coach Smith was the was the person who offered me, but the coach I've seen most around my school and just around Oregon State is Coach Cookis. He's always there when I'm there, and you know, we always see each other. So
Coach Cookis is the area scout or area recruiter and has been for a long time. So Coach Cookis is primarily and has been the coach that hits up the Oregon prospects the most. So that is not by any means a surprise. You've got a chance to be a top tight end, top 10 tight end in the country here within the next couple years. What would it mean to you to potentially, whether it's earn a fourth star, pick up double-digit offers, what would it mean to you to see your recruitment kind of take the next leap to where you go from being a very, very coveted regional guy to being a national guy?
It would mean a lot to me. I personally think that it's just all about getting on the field, working out, getting with my teammates, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So it'll take time for sure, but I definitely think that it'll pick up, and once my junior year comes, it'll take off.
What's your goal for this season? You obviously emerged as a big-time talent last year, and people saw that even as in a sophomore campaign. When you're on a team this good, is there a part of you that just, like, carve out a leadership role? Is it become a top two option on offense, become one of the most productive players on defense? What is the goal for you to make sure that you feel like, okay, I'm still ascending as a prospect and I improved this fall?
I want to make sure that, first of all, I want to make sure I'm a leader, because I think every team needs a leader. I also want to be, you know, one of the best players on the team, even though that's quite hard to do because we have so much talent on this team. But I think I can get it done, and yeah.
Has there been a moment on the recruiting trail? This will be my last question for you, Baron. Has there been a moment on the recruiting trail that kind of blew you away? Like, wow, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe I got this offer. I can't believe I'm meeting this coach. Or have you kind of anticipated all this stuff happening for you?
Well, my first offer from San Diego State, I mean, I was expecting my offer to come, but I wasn't like expecting one that early. I was thinking maybe I'd get my first one around this time of year, but you know, it came early, so I'm happy.
Baron Naoni, one of the best players in the state of Oregon, about to have a monster junior season, and look out for West Lynn over the next few years, whether it's Josiah Molden, who picked up an offer as an eighth grader, this young man, or plenty of others. That West Lynn team is absolutely loaded. Thank you very much for your time, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.